be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaVariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
Hey, I am here. I am your host. CW is your host, too. Boy, do we have a program planned for Mother's Day. We have a father. We have a couple of fathers and a couple of mothers for Mother's Day. You're listening to Waking Up in America's Our American Cafe, dynamic radio dialogues on life today in America and things that matter. We'll thank our sponsors, Emergency Management Solutions, also known as EMS Global One, Sir Jason Winterty and LA Lifestyle, and Tad Patterson's You Have the Right and OMG, Protandin, the thing that gives me this pepzim and ziggy running around vigor. Thank you for my life, Protandin. C.W. Wright is our producer and vice president and co-host. Thank you, C.W. I'm supposed to say thank you now, honey.
You're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome.
He's shuffling around getting into co-host position. Join the Peace Torchbearers gathering all over the world as we ask you to light your torch for freedom and awareness and join the standards held by all bearers of this 2,000-year-old flame. We live under the motto Sidious Altius Fortius, swifter, higher, stronger. Bob Sercosta of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio which will change the world. Share us with your friends and you'll find out that's true. Ron Hayes, our research assistant, has been terrific getting the word out, and I'm finding out how to do Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. We're just very excited over here. You could hear a telephone ringing or a dog barking or an angel singing on occasion because we call in from our homes and offices all over the world to cause this program. I'm just absolutely delighted to have President of the Republic here with us this morning, also Senator Ringchop, also C.W. Wright, and I'm actually in the California legislature, amongst other things that we do for the Republic.
Both.
What was that?
I'm sorry, I was talking to...
You talking to the dog?
Yeah, no, not exactly.
Well, I've been reading a number of things I received in the mail yesterday, Tim, and one of them, you and I were just discussing Dennis Kucinich before the show, and I was asking you about him, and you said that there were things that he could have done to halt the insanity that's going on. And, you know, I'm sure that's true, and I'm glad you told me that. On the surface, or not just on the surface, I know that in Dennis is a good thing, too. I was reading a speech of his yesterday, and he was quoting from the poet Tennyson. And the quote that I want to take from Dennis Kucinich of what he took from Tennyson was, "It's 'tis not too late to seek a newer world." So here we are. Mother's Day is coming up. If you read Patricia Cota Robles' work, and she's a very spiritually connected, I would have to say, kind of a combination of a person who's into spirituality and astrology, Tim. If you ever heard her talk, it's the trippiest thing. I listened to her talk for 4 hours. There wasn't an error. When she said she was coming back from lunch, she came back and started her speech to the minute that she said she would. She's just like this perfect conversation. I'm just so amazed with Patty Cota Robles. She has her own radio show, too. If I had it right now, I'd tell you about it because she's very interesting, and she writes these really nice long pieces. Her website is eraofpeace.org. That's what she does. Anyway, so what Patty was telling us yesterday was that May 12th is an exceptionally powerful month, and that the changes that are going on here, you know, a lot of people know about the Mayan calendar ending in 2012, and a lot of doom and destruction have been dedicated by people to say this is the end of the world. I think it's the end of the world for the creeps is what I think it's the end of the world for. May 5th of this month was a very powerful lunar eclipse that happened. And what Patricia is saying throughout her document here that she sent out was this is also the anniversary of the harmonic convergence, and that harmonic convergence from the, I think it's 86, but that harmonic, or 87, that harmonic convergence, I was actually at Mount Shasta, you guys, during the harmonic convergence, and we went up there to see what it was all about, and there was this funny little circumstance where there were a lot of TV crews all of a sudden on the morning of the harmonic convergence, and we went to see what the TV crews were looking at, and they were all around this little teeny house that was probably 500 square feet, some total, and on the television set of the house for the harmonic convergence was this angel, and every time you would clap your hands or blow a kiss, the angel would flap its wings, and it was the most amazing thing. I've got footage on it somewhere. And that was a miracle for me of the harmonic convergence at Mount Shasta, where leadership is, there's supposed to be a lot of leadership there. So there's a lot of magic. I'm going to call it magic, but not magic in the trickery sense of it, magic in the miraculous sense of it. That little angel was on that TV set all day, and the women invited us to come in and sit down, and we watched it, we clapped our hands, we blew kisses at it, and this angel had just shown up on the TV set and would flap its wings, and then the next day it was gone when it started. So we're into an opening space of enlightenment and powerful things shifting on the face of the earth, and we're very lucky to be here this morning. And CW, I thought before we get into this conversation with Senator Ringchop being here and Tim being here and you being here, that maybe you could let our listeners know about Sir Jason Wiener's and that tea we've got. I've got mine right here, boy.
The tea I'm sipping right now. And everybody knows now what tea I sip on Saturday mornings, and that is the Jason Wiener's peach tea. In the wintertime, it's nice steaming and hot, and in the summertime, it's nice ice cold, including the ice cubes. I make the ice cubes out of the Jason Wiener's tea a day before, so when it comes together, it's not watered down, and I get the healthy benefits, and it tastes good, too. And if you want to know more about the Jason Wiener's tea, visit jasonwinterstea.com, or just Google Jason Wiener's, or visit your favorite health food store, and you'll find all of his different teas there as well. You know, I know we keep talking about this, but he had that debilitating disease a long time ago.
When we have our own Republic radio stations, can we call that what it is, that debilitating disease, the thing that they were going to cut his tongue out over, for God's sake?
Well, let's just say he had terminal cancer. He was a terminal cancer patient, and he was given 3 months to live, just 3 months. And after talking to the doctors and getting second opinions, he refused that major surgery you just talked about. And instead, he knew there had to be another way. So him and his two teenage sons at that time traveled the world in search of the remedy. And it came up to be a herbal remedy. And this is how the tea was born. In one part of the world, he discovered this one herb. In another part of the world, he discovered another herb. Another part of the world, another herb. And each herb that he discovered, the instructions were, you know, boil this up and drink, you know, the byproduct, which is, you know, basically a tea. And out of desperation one day, because he was so weak and there was nobody around to help him, I guess everybody was out doing their chores, he just kind of threw everything in the one pot and boiled it up. And in his words, from the first sip, he knew there was a difference.
Yeah, I think what you're bringing up is really important, CW. He actually went to different parts of the world. And that's actually what's happening in this month, this very powerful month, is that different aspects, for instance, the Republic is showing up in one particular place. This is also the Buddhist festival right now, which honors birth and enlightenment, is showing up. Every place you look, there's something spectacular happening in the month of May here, including Sir Jason Wiener's tea. And by the way, just in case you know, guys, go to our website at wakingupinamerica.com. Go over to the right-hand side of the page, you're going to find Sir Jason Winter's tea. You're going to find Protandin. You're going to find Had Patterson's work. You're going to find ear coning. You're going to find all kinds of cool stuff. Click on the links. It's really, 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 really important what we're doing here. And this morning we're incredibly lucky to have President Turner with us here this morning. And Deb, you know, you are on the Wednesday show quite regularly. You're in the midst of a lot of change too. Tim, I know a lot of stuff we can't talk about. What can we talk about right now that will let our listeners know that we're not only a well and good, but we're thriving?
The Republic is unifying and growing and doing better than it has ever done. God is sending people from all across the nation, professional people, to the Republic to fulfill the needs of some of the positions that we need. And we're getting some of the best and the brightest are coming on board. The agencies in Washington are beginning to come to us and talk to us and want to make set up dialogue with us. And basically, they said, we want to know how to operate with you and interact with you and your people. That's
wow.
What we're – those meetings are being set up. We've already had a couple of meetings, and we got some more coming this week. And – The FBI and Department of Justice, no, we're not going away. There's been a major shift in the last few weeks. Something's going on. They've been told, I don't know what they've been told. They won't share that, but they have been told that there's a change coming. And I'm not sure all the details, but I know they've been told something because of the attitude that they have toward us is changing very much. Instead of just observing us and just leaving us alone, they want to interact with us now. They understand that we are establishing, in fact, they said that they want to work with our courts and help us in any way they can to establish our courts lawfully and properly so that we can interact with them and they can interact with us in a peaceful and cooperative manner. That's very exciting to hear that because that has never, ever, ever happened with any group that stood up for their rights or done any or anything remotely like we have done in the history of this nation. It's never happened. Things are moving forward. I can't talk a lot about funding. I can talk about a little bit of things. There was a misunderstanding about some funding that we had been working on that happened because I was not briefed on some things I was supposed to be briefed on, and I can say that there has nothing changed on the original plan for the funding. It's still very much taking place, and I just can't go into any more detail on that.
Right.
We have, as you know, we have been struggling for a year, more than a year, to get our states, our quorum of states. It has been the most difficult thing we have ever done, trying to get the quorum of states, but we have the quorum documented now. We are moving forward. I think we have 39 now. We'll have 42 shortly. I've got three states. I just can't get them to sign a couple of documents. and so I don't understand why it's so difficult, but it seems to be. But anyway, we have 39. Alaska, their paperwork is done. I don't know that we've received it. They have notified us that it's done. Their delay was is they were all snowed in up there, and during this last few months they haven't been able to travel. So what they're having to do is mail the documents one to another to be signed.
Oh my God!
But they said it was done, and I don't know if the Records Bureau has actually received them yet, but they will in any day now.
So Alaska will be the 40th state.
It'll be the 39th.
Oh, the 39th, okay.
Louisiana, I believe, will be done this week, and it'll be the 40th.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Working on that now. We have a great plan. It's absolutely a wonderful plan. We have done some notifications. I don't want to go into detail on the call about the notifications because they're very critical. We do have, last count, 134 nations preparing documents for support for the Republic.
What do those look like, that, those quote documents of support? Are they going to be published anywhere, where do they go, or how does it happen, or what's happening with that? How does that go?
When the time is right, they will all publish those at the same time. It's being organized by our friends in other countries that are working very diligently to help the Republic. And basically what they tell me every time I talk to them, said, we know it's been difficult. They said, but this has been a difficult job, but the Republic is established. The Republic is a done deal. That's what they tell me when I talk to them. It is a done deal. All we have to do is wrap up the loose ends that we have to do, and then you guys will be the government.
Interesting. Do you have any? Did they give us any time frame on that?
No, you can't. There, time frames get me into trouble.
They do, don't they?
There's just so many variables.
He wasn't twice myself.
I'm very gun shy on timetables. I was told, though, and this has been confirmed by several sources, that they plan to arrest over 1,200 people in Washington, pretty much the entire executive, legislative, and judicial branches of the government in Washington.
I have to
and,
be happy.
The people in the Treasury, as well as many of the Wall Street bankers as well. And that, I've been told, will go down probably in June or July. We've got to be in place. We've got to be ready. And we're taking the necessary steps to be waiting in the wings, as we have agreed to do all along. You know, there's a misconception about what the Republic is doing. Some people think we're trying to overthrow the government, but that's the least. There's no truth in that at all. We're not trying to overthrow anything. We're trying to establish lawful government in our nation. The corporation in Washington is over. Regardless if we do anything or not, the corporation in Washington is over. What we're trying to do is create an alternative government for the people when that is taken apart, because it will be taken apart. It cannot survive. The people in Washington have committed so many crimes against the people, they cannot survive.
You know, this
There's
thing about
way to revive that.
About this H.R. 347, do you know that one?
Yeah, you're talking about the Freedom of Speech Act, whatever they call it.
Yeah, I've been telling listeners that if you have a legislature that overwhelmingly votes in legislation that shuts you up, that legislature, that House of Representatives, definitely is not representing you. I don't care what they say. So if you're voting for anything in the fall, you can't, as long as you're voting in the general elections, because the representatives are voting to seal your lips and zip you off with tape, you know. CW, you're being wonderfully strong and quiet in the background. Any comments or contributions here, or Debbie?
Well, the Republic has gone over a transformation the last couple of years. I mean, when we first started, we had a tremendous amount of a typical type of excitement early on, and people looking for new, and they're looking for quick changes. It was never really about quick changes. It was about making the change necessary to put this great country back on track. And as a result, the transformation is slow to turn. It's like turning a giant oil tanker and getting it in position. It is turning. It is getting in position. We are there. With Mr. Turner, we've had a great leader here in making sure that this stays on track. It hasn't been difficult. It has been extremely difficult for him, because as this transformation takes place, egos pop up and people think that they know more than somebody else. And those egos end up going by the wayside, almost like a natural transition, because people are starting to get it, and they push those egos out of the way. And it hasn't been easy for our president here, Mr. Tim Turner. And I take my hat off to him, and I'm here to assist him any way I can. I'm just anxious to see all the things that are taking place and look forward to it, because it is getting stronger every single day. And it's strong in the sense that it's for America. And I'm glad to hear the comment that a lot of people, Tim made, regarding people think it's a takeover bid or some sort of terrorist activity. It never has been, never will be about that, and the people of the Republic will never be associated with it. This is the same people that are being fooled by the de facto are the people that are wising up and want to be educated. They are the members of the Republic. They are the people that are coming over and say, hey, we see the light. We know what we need to do. And as far as everybody getting arrested over in Washington and the legislatures and executive branch and judicial branch, it's their own doing.
Oh, totally.
Once again, they let their egos get in the way, and it's one of these things where you scratch my back, I scratch yours there, and that has no room into really running a good country. You have to separate right from wrong. What's right for everybody? It's not what's right for you and I when we work together. It's what's right for the people of this great country. And to do this and do this right, we have to fall back to the original Constitution because it's been so diluted over the last 100, almost 200 years. We have to bring that back, and that's what we've adopted. We've adopted that Constitution of 1789 with the Bill of Rights of 1791, along with other founding documents, and that's the foundation for which we stand. That's what our forefathers built it on, and this is what our forefathers counted on us, the future, to keep America strong.
You know, CW, I was thinking about how we've created so many things that are parallel. I think I mentioned to you about maybe it was a year and a half ago, my friend Eileen Proctor was always sending me stuff because she was a public relations person who was, what's the right word for it? She brings out people and she has them lecture, people from the de facto government, and they lecture. And they aren't in agreement with what is happening in the general government. So I thought she would be an ally. Well, as soon as she heard that I was part of the Republic, she decided I was a terrorist and sent me the most horrible emails you've ever seen. And I had to just keep holding my space that what I was doing wasn't about terrorism. It was about liberty and freedom and all that good stuff, Tim. Finally, I am now back on her list as a friend, as of like about a week ago, simply because she saw that a lot of knee-jerk reaction was going on. And Tim and Deb and CW, that's kind of what happened in the first place, because the de facto government linked us up with terrorists, and we just so aren't. That's totally not what we're about. So I'm just incredibly pleased to have you here this morning. And also, Debbie, I thought you might like to update Tim and CW and myself. We're having a big meeting in Sacramento, our first one, and I thought you might like to share a little about that.
Well, as far as Sacramento, this is just, instead of just meeting in Southern California or semi-Southern, we're pulling in the Northern California assembly of people, so that they can all join together and unify the state even more. We've got a very long state for California. It goes quite a few hundred miles. I mean, I think it's about 800 miles. So to gather together in what you call central, it's
right.
A drive for anybody that's coming from the two ends of the state. So we're just going to be bringing everyone together and unifying and letting them know all the good things that are going on. One of the biggest things that I've noticed across the country is that we've had a lot of different patriot movements out there. And, you know, a lot of the people started off with anger. They didn't like what was going on when they, you know, saw the light that something was, you know, all the fraud that had come about in the slave state that it had become. There was a lot of anger. So you had some people that just wanted to overthrow everything. And then you have other people that wanted to, you know, take it a step at a time. When we realized that the re-inhabitation is primarily the people that had to step up to office are the ones that are looking at the biggest picture, which was reestablish the overarching government. And you couldn't just do it, you know, small step at a time, county by county. That's what wasn't working. The groups that have been trying to do it from what they're calling the bottom up, the counties by themselves are too isolated. You had to have a national picture. And that's why it was so important to have the states come together in union and have all the offices filled at the national level and at the high level of the states. So even though in the end we're going to get there, there's a lot of people that just thought we were supposed to immediately start at the end where everybody's fully occupied at all the county levels too. And over time, that's going to happen.
Now, let me pop in here, Debbie, because one of the things that I was kind of hoping would show up in your conversation, most of our listeners may or may not know that Sacramento is actually the capital of California. So when we say we're having our first meeting in Sacramento, we're actually re-inhabiting the capital, too. And that's what this whole movement is about. It's about re-inhabiting. That's why we don't have to do terrorism. So what Debbie is saying is, like, incredibly important. We're building something that's really strong here, and it takes time. Tim, have you ever read Benjamin Franklin's Life by Isaacman?
No, I have not, Dr. Bell.
Well, you should. All of the listeners that think we're going too slow should read Benjamin Franklin's Life by Isaacman. And have you had a chance to do that yet, Deb, in your spare time?
No, I have not.
That was me.
What is spare time?
Exactly. She's been this woman. You can call. No, I shouldn't say that. But you can. I've called her as like 12 or 1 in the morning, and she's still there. She's still working on something. So Isaacson tells you, it's like Ben Franklin. The whole thing starts out, Tim. It's like just like what we're going through, except you know what it takes. Franklin is actually in London for 10 years trying to get a point through. So we're actually moving much more rapidly because we don't have to invent everything. They had to invent everything. All we have to do, I don't mean all, but all we have to do is re-inhabit it. So can you comment on, a lot of people haven't seen the Declaration of Intent for starters. Is there some way we can see that?
Yes, absolutely. I'm about to start a trip first of the month to go around to all of the regions, the 12 regions, and some of the individual states to show the whole plan that we have not revealed to the people yet. It's time. It's time for them to see the plan. We had to do the things in order and cooperation with our friends around the world to make sure that we were preparing properly and building a good, strong foundation for the Republic. Many people don't understand relations with other nations and how important it is when you're in a position like we're in. We don't have an army. We don't have a security force or a law enforcement agency to protect our people. So we had to make sure that we were right spot on the law, and we couldn't go deter from the law whatsoever. And these folks out here that are talking about going to the counties and building from the counties don't have a clue about the steps that you have to take to do what we have done. And the people don't understand that they're, you know, we are not an absolutely independent nation anymore. We are so intertwined in international politics and things with other nations that you could not re-inhabit this republic without working with other nations. It wouldn't be possible to do.
Oh,
so
that's terrific.
We're not taking an isolationist policy. We're taking a sovereign policy, and we're going to start entering into what we call fair agreements, fair treaties, not the free trade agreements, but fair trade agreements with other nations, where everybody is treated fairly and with respect, and we reinstate honor and integrity back into our nation and the leaders of our nation will be respected around the world again, because the corporation in Washington has no respect. They have done every ungodly act that you can do trying to manipulate the nations, and they have no more respect. And so we have to build that. It's not an easy thing to do, because they don't trust Americans around the world simply because of the actions of the Washington government. And we're having to repair those relationships, and it takes time. It takes a lot of effort. But we're doing that, and we're accomplishing those goals. But it's taking time, and it's not an easy thing to do. But we're moving forward. We will get out and show the whole plan, and the people will be amazed when they see what we have accomplished and what we are accomplishing. And very soon you will start seeing public recognition of things because we have laid the groundwork properly. And we have the support of many, many nations. And this is the difference between what we have done and any other organization has done. You mentioned earlier about the bills that are being passed by Congress that violate the Constitution. As you know, I believe in prayer. I go to prayer every day and ask God for his guidance. And when I was in prayer, I had some issues I had to have answers for, and I fasted and prayed several days and asked God for guidance. And one of the things I wanted to know is what is the purpose that's going on in Washington to pass these bills that they're doing that are absolutely flagrantly unconstitutional and against the rights of the people? And so when I was in prayer, God revealed to me that he is causing these people to do this.
Really?
Yeah.
To wake us up, maybe?
He's causing this to happen so that we can use this as evidence against them to void their own government. Because they have flagrantly violated all of their oaths and all of their commitments to the American people, and now it's documented that they did by their own hand.
Yeah, like
and he's causing them to do. He's absolutely caused them to do these things. He's put these ideas in their head, and they're carrying them out, thinking that it's their idea. But God is using that as evidence to void them. Actually, is what's going on.
Wow. So it'll be actually easy because of what they've done to remove them.
They just documented the very thing that we're trying to prove. That we have been stating over and over again, they just documented it. With the cooperation of the Congress and the executive and the judicial have all documented the very things that we are saying they've been doing. So, you know, what more evidence do you need than that?
Let me ask you a question. Did you know that the FBI came to visit me last year?
Yeah, I think you told me that.
Yeah, well, the fun part of it is that by the time they got done interviewing me and by the time they got done carrying my Olympic torch, on the screen of my computer was it plays pictures that I've taken from all the different places I've been. And you know that I was in with Debbie and Diane and Phyllis and CW and you and a number of other people from the Republic. I was in Windwalker on November 14th, and I signed the Declaration of Intention with others at 11:52 in the evening, and all this stuff was playing on my screen. And the FBI, it's a fun, long story, which I'll write up sometime, but the gist of it is that they came to find out what I was up to, and they found out that what I was up to was peace. And by the end of this little thing here, I had the FBI down in my office running around carrying my Olympic torch, and on the screen was a picture of you and me, okay? from Windwalker Ranch, and from then CW showed up and Debbie showed up because we were all there. We did the work back in November 12th of 2010. And they, you know, it was all there. And they questioned me about Accepted for Value and Doug Riddle and all the different stuff that I'd done. And I said, hey, guys, I'm just keeping my house from the crooks. And these are the different things I've done. And then they accused me of, they questioned me about whether I'd been giving bad advice on the radio or not. And I said, look, I got years worth of shows there. Please feel free to listen to them. I was trained in public radio, so I don't do that kind of stuff. I just put out my opinion periodically, and I let people know where they could go. By the end of the conversation, the guys were, we were shaking hands and all kinds of stuff like that. And as he went out and he climbed into this, the two of them climbed into the car, he said to me, thank you for telling us the truth. And the feeling I had from them, Tim, was that they were coming where we are. So people that think it's all them and us, until we came along, there wasn't really a place for the good guys to be. They could be in isolated patches around. So somewhere, some in different places where we may be shaking our fists, there's actually human beings in there that were trying to do good work for us. So I just wanted to make that comment, that to not throw out babies with the bathwater and to pay attention.
Yeah, well, all of our meetings have been very positive with any of the agencies that we've met with, and we've had a number of meetings. I have one scheduled for Tuesday again, and they, you know, our Chief Justice and one of our associate Supreme Court justices went to speak to some of the law enforcement officers down where we live, and they actually had breakfast with them, and they went down and asked them if they'd come down and meet, and they did. They had a good meeting. They said, they were interested in me and what I was doing and everything, what the Republic was doing, and they talked to them and had a good visit. And so a few days ago, about 3 days ago, they called me, and they want to have a meeting with me now.
Okay.
These are the guys on my lawsuit, and they want to talk with me now and have a meeting. And one of the first things they said, we don't have a problem with what you're doing. We understand that there's a mess in the government. I said, there is. I said, and we have the solution, and you can help. I said, let's talk. And they said, we want to talk with you. We want to see how we need to interact with you and your group, because we don't want to we want to do things properly. I said, well, I'll certainly be happy to show you how to do that. So we are making progress with these agencies. You know, they're not coming at us in a negative way. They're actually trying to extending an olive branch to us right now, which is a big thing for us, because, you know, we've explained to them, we're not about any violence. We're absolutely a peaceful movement. We don't condone violence, or those nutcases out there that do. They call themselves sovereigns and don't know what a sovereign is.
Really?
I told them, I said, you know, a sovereign is held to a higher standard than just anybody else. We believe that we have to be an example to other people. We have to be productive members of society. We work and take care of our families, just like you do. We go to church. We take care of our neighbors. We're good to people. And I said, that's what we do. And I said, we're not out there. We're not cop killers, like you've been told. We're not out there doing all these kind of things. Nasty things and threatening things. It's just not what the Republic is about. We're honorable, hardworking American people. We pay taxes, for God's sake. We're not tax avoiders. We pay all the lawful taxes we owe. And we're out here to help America correct itself, because it needs to be corrected. And that's what we're trying to do. And I explained to the man, I said, if you'll sit down with me for 1 hour, I will show you what we can do to make America better for all of us. And he said, I look forward to doing that. I said, and I do as well. So we've got a meeting set up Tuesday, and we're going to sit down and talk and try to educate the law enforcement community and start a program to do that across the nation. And that's what we'll be meeting about, is and trying to get that done, so that the law enforcement community knows who we are versus who they think we are.
Right, perfect. You know, I have a question here, and I'm wondering, Debbie, if you're wondering too, or CW, do we know any of the elements of the Declaration of Intention that we could actually share with our listeners so that they have a taste of what it is that it's about to be released?
Well, we're going to show it to our people. We're not going to release it to the world just yet. We are going to show it to all of our people in the Republic. The Declaration of Sovereign Intent sets the rules of our government. It sets our law form. It sets establishes who we are, and what we're about. It establishes the borders of our nation as defined by Constitution and by law. We just are stating what the law is, basically, and what we have a right to do, and that we're doing it.
Cool. CW, you want any questions or comments here?
I think that was well put. There, as far as a preview goes, it is coming out for everybody to review. But we had a small preview a while ago when I mentioned the documents we build a republic on. And that'll be the first and foremost people will be reviewing when they review this founding document we have here.
Cool. Debbie, questions or comments?
at this stage of the game, I see that we're coming closer to that finish line, because it was a couple of years ago. We said it'll take a couple of years, and guess what?
It's taken a couple of years.
And, you know, I know that everybody really wants to have things already instantly done, but it takes time, and there's a lot of different people working around the nation. So there's no one out there that can really say that they know all the pieces, because there are just so many pieces going on at the local level within the states, as well as the national level, pulling all the pieces together. But I've been very impressed getting a chance to actually meet in person with part of our groups to actually sit down with both the judicial side as well as the legislative to work together side by side. And it's so effective when you can actually do some face-to-face time. So, you know, we've had a couple of tastes of that where we've had a chance to gather in certain places to work on legislation and be able to talk to the judicial branch about some of the historical documents and how to make sure that we stay within law. So it's so exciting. I'm looking so forward to seeing us all being able to gather as a full complement of Congress. And there's more hope than I can imagine. I mean, it's just been so wonderful. So those that have been wondering, you know, and getting discouraged because time it has been passing, well, it's short compared to what it took before. So
yeah,
I know
we only
that we kind of want that
before.
Microwave mentality,
yeah.
Get it done right now, and everything should be already in place. We're really close, and I want to just encourage everybody to be positive about it. We're that close, and we really need more people to step forward and fill some of those shoes that are still empty, vacant seats. There's a lot of really good work that people can do, and we're looking forward to seeing more participation. And we're here to help everyone. And, you know,
yeah.
Mother's Day is tomorrow. And, wow, we've got a lot of things to celebrate for our family.
I want to
families.
Tell them what the mission is here of the Republic, Deb. Mission of the Republic for the United States of America. We the people hereby terminate the tyranny of financial slavery and unlawful presentment that binds us and bestow the favors of liberty and republic freedom by way of lawful means and peaceful assembly for all men and women under Almighty God. So, I like that a lot. And CW, you know, I'd like to let our listeners know, in case they're feeling tired and fatigued and can hardly crawl around, what Protandin has done for us in this re-inhabitation that we're up to. Because I know it's personally done something for you.
You should let them know. Go ahead.
Well, you can let them know. I'll tell you.
You know,
I actually fell on my BUTT about 3 weeks ago, slinging the trash cans around, because I keep thinking I'm Superwoman since I've been taking Protandim.
You're Superwoman. And you took the Protandim, and it made you feel good, and you kind of went beyond the boundaries of your body.
Well, I stepped on a pebble when I was hauling trash cans up the hill. You know, everybody.
Rescue little pebbles.
One pebble did me in, but you know what? It actually, the funny thing about this is, when I slipped on that pebble, I really fell hard on my BUTT, and also my BUT, but on my BUTT, and the interesting thing is that it's finally gotten better, because I doubled up on my Protandin, and I took like two a day for 3 weeks, because it was horribly painful. I now have flexibility that I didn't have before I fell, so I was actually corrected by my fall. So, but I know your blood sugar and stuff like that has been stabilized, and I think our listeners should hear about that.
It has. But have you noticed these little injuries we get? Of course, busting your tailbone is no little injury. But have you noticed how quicker we heal? Or you're healing now when you're on Protandim. Have you noticed that? I've noticed that. I get the, you know, like I say, I'm diabetic, so I have to watch how I get injured, especially with cuts and stuff like that. And I can't say my healing has slowed down a whole lot, because you hear these stories where it takes some diabetics, I mean months sometimes, for an injury to heal. And I noticed mine was taking a few days longer over the years, but I noticed with Protandim, it's not taking as long anymore.
Mm-mm.
And I'm not talking about big injuries right now. I'm talking about, you know, the normal cuts and injuries and the stuff you get when you're in everyday life. And I noticed that they heal extremely fast. And I think a lot of it has to do with Protandim, because that's really the only change I've made. But I did institute another change just 2 days ago, but it has nothing to do with injuries. Too soon to tell, but I've noticed a difference in my...
What did you do?
Well, I put together a combination of chromate, CoQ10, and resveratrol. And I'm taking that combination with the Protandim.
What are the properties of those things you mentioned?
Well, each one of them has been linked to heart health.
Huh.
And with good heart health, you can also help take care of other things.
True.
In your body. And the thing I've noticed over the last couple of days more than anything is, have you noticed when you get up in the morning, sometimes your joints are like you got to warm up a little bit to get things going?
Right.
At our age.
You have to crawl before you can walk in the morning.
I started this 3 days ago, and the very next morning, I did not have that problem. I don't have to crawl anymore. I don't have to get up and say, okay, I've got to stretch out here before I get moving. I can get up and start running right away, just like I did, 30 years ago. Now, I'm not saying it's a fountain of youth, but I can tell you that combination I just gave you with the Protandim seems to be working. Can I say it's all for that? No, I can't, because I'm not an expert. I'm not a doctor. I can only tell you how my body feels after taking that that combination.
Well, you know, Protandim actually brings your blood back to the functioning age of 20.
That's what I wanted to tell you. It seems like that we've heard this before, and when I got to feeling, notice how I was feeling the last few days, getting out of bed, and I was thinking, wow, this stuff, this combination with the Protandim really does take you back, or take your blood back,
yeah,
or must take you back, because I don't feel it anymore. I don't feel those aches and pains like I used to in the morning. I mean, you still get a couple, but nothing like where every joint is you're going to get unlocked. Get out of bed.
Let me throw a little freedom thing in here from people, because I took off a lot of weight, and part of taking off a lot of weight was using coffee. And I love my coffee. I love my Jason Winter's tea, and I love my coffee. But I'll tell you something. If I cut back on the coffee, my joints and my muscles don't ache as much. So I just think that's something that listeners should be aware of. What we're all doing is we're all kind of really taking a look at things. Tim, you stepped into a star chamber many years back, right? There, Tim? Mr. Turner?
Yes.
You stepped into a star chamber a number of years back. I want people to be aware there's a lot of miracles available once you know about it. And you actually rid yourself of leukemia, didn't you?
Yes. I went to Dr. Dowley's clinic when he was in Hot Springs, North Carolina. I had leukemia. It's been 4 years, I guess. I've been free. I was tested just a few weeks ago, and I have no sign of leukemia. When I went there, the diagnosis was I was a dead man walking.
Right.
And, he told me, he said, well, we probably can do something about it, and he treated me. In just a few weeks, I was free of leukemia. It took me a long time to build back up because I was so far down. It took 2 years probably to start getting my strength back properly, but I didn't have leukemia anymore.
That's terrific.
And, a lot of that came from experimentation with different minerals and vitamins. And
this
I'm doing better than I
depressed.
Now
yeah.
than I was doing in my 30s. I'm doing very well now, feeling a lot better, have more strength and energy and stamina than I had when I was a younger fella.
Well, there have been a lot of death sentences handed out inside of the de facto world. And I mentioned this thing with you, Tim, because I wanted people to realize I was head of Science, Health, and Technology Committee in the Republic House for about almost a year. And the stuff that came across my desk, it was like I really wanted people to know about it. And you mentioning the star chamber. Do you happen to know how people can find Dr. Dowling? By any chance?
Oh, yes. Quantum Health in Ecuador.
Okay.
They can just Google it up. He is the head of the clinic out there, and that's his clinic called Quantum Health. And it's incredible. As you know, we just sent got together and sent Jeff Smith there. He was sent home to die with a brain tumor just a few weeks ago. And he went out and spent, I think, 6 weeks. And he's home now. He's cancer-free. And the medical community gave him a death sentence, so there was nothing they could do for him. So he called me. Of course, should have been upset over that news. That's not good news because he's a young man. And so I told him, I said, well, you know, let's see if we can do something about that. And I told him about the Quantum Health Clinic in Ecuador, and I called Dr. Dowling. And I said, listen, I've got a friend needs your help. And he said, send him on, and we did. We went around the country helping fund it. The total bill for 6 weeks of treatment and living expenses, flights, everything out, was around $21,000. And the man returned home free of cancer.
Whoa. I keep, you know, it's almost tragic to think of all the people that tried very hard and didn't get to where Jeff got to. Because what happened was Jeff had good advice from good people. And he had access to things that have been suppressed. And, you know, one of the things, Tim, was when we were looking at the different sciences and stuff was, you know, 100 years ago, Tesla had stuff that would have given us all free electricity. So there's just been so many things that have been shut down or manipulated for financial gain. It's going to take time for all that stuff to get straightened out. And thank God we're here. Is there any national meeting or anything like that that's coming up soon that listeners could know about?
We're scheduling 12 national meetings coming up starting the second of June. We will be in Oklahoma. And Henrietta, Oklahoma, will be our first meeting. That's for their state to take care of their elections and the issues that they've got. Then we will be going to all 12 regions from that day. And I don't have my schedule planned yet, but I will publish it. And for all the people of the Republic to come. Now, from there, we will be sending out our information state by to each individual state by our couriers, people that are will be instructed on how to release the information according to very strict protocols. But all people this time will be allowed to read the DSI, Declaration of Sovereign Intent, as well as be educated on the plan that the Republic has been on track for the last 3 years. You know, I've been working on this almost 3 years.
Wow. I do, because we're almost time to go off the air. But I wanted to ask you, are you available to come to California on the 19th as we go to Sacramento for the first time and make our presence known there? Is that possible?
I'm trying to work that into my schedule at this point. I'm not sure if I can. I have some things, very important, critical things in Alabama that I have to do. I don't know yet if I'm going to be able to do that or not.
Well, Debbie's got her fingers crossed, I will bet. I don't know about CW.
I won't
probably got both
there, but I have a workload that would kill three men right now, and I'm trying to do it all, and it's almost impossible to do everything that I have to do, and I don't.
We're about to go off the air, and I wanted to let people know they can join the Republic Roundtable Thursdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, at 712-432-0075. That's 712-432-0075 with an access code of 594-637. Oh, my God, Robert Zuluaga is the one there. And we are down into the last minute here. So this program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Media, our radio partners, KoningCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy in Memoriam, DrValerie.com, and doctors all spelled out. We thank our producer and sponsor, C.W. Wright of EmergencyManagementSolutions.org, Sir Jason Winter T., L.A. Lifestyle, Protand, and a big
seconds.
Thank you to our team at Voice America, Jess Bernard, Nathan Jett, Brad Comer, and our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, and Ron Simon. Thank you,
30.
Ron Hayes, for being a great research assistant. Merci beaucoup to Bent Migan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People. Remember, Sidious, Altius, Fortius,
20 seconds.
Do a mitzvah today. That's French or give someone a boost. Thanks for listening.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through, now your heart is open.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.